Two upcoming hearings will set the tone for how House Republicans will oversee federal financial management. Representative Todd Platts of Pennsylvania spoke with Federal News Radio in his first interview since being appointed chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Organization, Efficiency, and Financial Management. Platts said the first step to ensuring taxpayer money isn't being wasted is seeing how the money is being spent. Starting this week, the subcommittee will hold the first of two hearings on the Consolidated Financial Report.
We will begin with a hearing on how to make the financial report of the federal government more useful to both Congress and the administration, as well as more accessible and understandable to the American public, so that American people have a good way of understanding how their money is being used. That will lead into a hearing right with the authors of the report, the Treasury Department with OMB and the Government Accountability Office participating, and allow us to really delve into what are we doing right and what are we doing wrong.
He added that information from those hearings will guide the subcommittee in subsequent hearings about more focused topics. Plotz said he hopes agencies will view his subcommittee as an ally in their efforts to provide the best services they can.
I fully believe that the norm within the federal government is for hardworking, dedicated public employees who want to do right by their fellow citizens. Sometimes the challenge is the size of the bureaucracy makes it cumbersome or harder to do that. They have ideas on how we can strengthen operations of the federal government. We're going to be all ears.
Along with agency financial reports, Platt said the subcommittee will also look at performance ratings. He said both factors help determine how efficiently money is spent. Platt was chairman of the same subcommittee 4 years during the last Republican majority. He said the fact that the current administration is led by Democrats won't change the way his subcommittee operates, largely because of his relationship with the subcommittee's ranking member, Ed Towns of New York. The two swapped chairmanship of the subcommittee when the majority changed.
Congressman Ed Towns, he and I worked together for a good number of years. When I was chairman, he was my ranking member. The next term, when he was chairman, I was his ranking member. And Ed and I have a great working relationship. It's not about Republicans, Democrats. It's about good government, a nonpartisan approach. And Ed and I have long had that relationship, really focusing on the work before us, just trying to get good results and not worried about who's getting the credit.
Platt said the work with the subcommittee has already done with Treasury is proof of the smooth transition. He said the committee is talking to Treasury about strengthening its ability to go after non-tax debt, such as outstanding fines. Another issue Platt plans to address is improper payments, which he said have ballooned fourfold in 4 years. He said the estimate for improper payments when he was last chairman was $35 billion. The latest estimate is $125 billion. Platt said this is both good news and bad news.
I think we're better identifying where improper payments are being made, but we haven't necessarily moved into the next stage, which is to make sure we stop those improper payments. And that goes back to the issue of internal controls and the importance of each agency having in place good systems to safeguard the American people's funds.
Platt said good stewardship should always be a government priority, but it's even more important with the current deficit. He said he hopes the attention the public is paying to the debt will let his subcommittee be more effective.